Don't forget that Saturday is going to be Shop Small Town Saturday across the area. So all your radio stations that are on the network, certainly encourage you to shop local.
Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Did you ever wish that you just had a single place for all of your livestock news? Well, you do have a place. What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more? No need to roam for information. You can just dig into the latest livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
These are controversial Thanksgiving topics that you should avoid. So, your fight with your cousin's boyfriend should not be brought up at the Thanksgiving table. What you think of the current president should not be brought up. The $500 your brother still owes you, don't bring that up at Thanksgiving. Your newfound atheism, probably not a popular topic. Your petition for gun control might not go over well with everybody. In this part of the woods, probably would. All your children's amazing accomplishments, don't have to share all of those. Why your brother isn't married yet. Your sister's children, or lack thereof, are not good topics. Parenting advice, not good. And how you change...
These are pretty accurate. These are good.
How you would change the recipe. That would insult the cook.
Don't do that.
So how many of those faux pas did you make on Thanksgiving? Hopefully none of those.
But exactly.
Kim, what do you have to share?
Actually, Mike, I have some Thanksgiving Day related facts and trivia. Anyway, I thought these were kind of some interesting, solid facts that you can take to the bank. 292.9 million Americans celebrate Thanksgiving. 46 million turkeys are eaten. The National Turkey Federation, an association that identifies itself as the national advocate for America's turkey industry, estimates that approximately 46 million turkeys were eaten on Thanksgiving last year. And six states raise most of the country's turkeys. Didn't really think about it that way. Minnesota, North Carolina, Arkansas, Indiana, Missouri, and Virginia are the top turkey producers. So that'll get you something. That and $2.50 will get you a cup of coffee at a...
I thought it was Virginia baked hams.
Yeah. Hey, they got that wrong.
I didn't hear anything about Virginia turkeys in there.
Me neither. Hey, 7.8 million pounds of cranberries were consumed. Americans eat 80 million pounds of cranberries during the week of Thanksgiving.
And yum. Leftovers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turkey and cranberry sandwiches, right?
Oh, are the best. With Miracle Whip. Oh, yum. Good stuff. With leftover dinner rolls.
True.
That's right. 50 million pumpkin pies are eaten throughout November. That's the whole month of November. $61 for dinner. The American Farm Bureau Federation estimates that a classic Thanksgiving feast for 10 will cost the family an average of $61. That's down 4.5% from last year's record average of $64. And 3,000 calories. You probably don't want to know about this part. According to the Calorie Control Council, the International Food and Beverage Association focused on healthy eating and exercise, estimates that consumers eat about 3,000 calories during Thanksgiving and 25 million parade viewers. Lots of people watching the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Get you a couple of short things in here on the program to kind of wind things down today. Did you know? I always like these. When it starts off with, did you know? You're going to learn something, right? Well, did you know? By replacing your potato chips and candy bars with a grapefruit as a snack, you can lose up to 90% of what little joy you still have left in your life. I thought that was kind of an interesting one for you today. So it seems that this pastor was about 10 minutes into his sermon when he noticed his young son in the balcony with a pea shooter. He was leaning over the balcony, aiming and popping people in the head. As the pastor prepared to deliver a very public scolding to his boy, the 7-year-old son hollered out from the balcony, "You keep preaching, Dad. I'll keep them awake." A little bit of help there for you as well. A reminder from the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board to start looking at booking your next family vacation right here in the Sand Hills of Nebraska in the Valentine area. Cherry County has a lot to offer. The tallest waterfall, the most waterfalls by volume, and there's over 200 along the Niobrara River. You didn't think about that, did you? Well, you can find out more interesting things and 50 things to do if you go to visitvalentine.com. And check it out. Keep listening to the good stuff.